The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how minorities with MS voice interest in clinical trials, but have concerns. Regardless of race or ethnicity, people with multiple sclerosis agree that clinical studies are important and show a willingness and interest in being participants, a primarily U.S. survey found. Those belonging to minority groups, however, are often deterred from taking part in MS studies for reasons that range from legal and healthcare coverage concerns to mistrust in trial investigators. Based on these findings, researchers wishing to conduct studies in a wide variety of patients are advised to take the time to assure patients that their rights and well-being will always be a priority and explain the specific measures in place to guarantee those priorities. Researchers can also make their study more attractive to minority groups by highlighting how their study will benefit specific communities. For example, studies of MS treatments could state as an explicit goal the comparison of outcomes in different racial or ethnic groups, the investigators wrote. These findings were reported in the study Perceptions and Preferences Regarding Multiple Sclerosis Research Among Racial and Ethnic Groups, published in the International Journal of MS Care. While MS was once thought to affect mostly whites in the U.S., recent studies have found that African Americans have a higher risk of developing the disorder, and that Hispanic Americans have a more severe disease course. Socioeconomic factors, lack of access to specialists, lack of education about MS treatments, and delays in diagnoses with more severe prognosis may contribute to disparities in health outcomes in the African American and Hispanic communities. Individuals from minority groups tend to be underrepresented in MS trials. This tendency, evident in both public and industry-funded studies, can have negative consequences, including an unequal distribution of benefits from study participation across populations, further increasing healthcare disparities among minority groups. Members of the MS Minority Research Engagement Partnership Network, a group of clinicians, researchers, and patient advocates working to identify and address barriers hindering minority participation in MS trials, suggested this trial inequity may be due in part to differences in perceptions and preferences. To investigate this, MREPN members created a 35-question online survey to gather the perceptions, concerns, and preferences of MS patients from different racial and ethnic backgrounds regarding participation in MS trials. Invitations to the survey, available in English and Spanish, were distributed by MREPN members and partner organizations through email, social media, and in-clinic flyers. A total of 2,631 MS patients 21 years or older responded to the survey. After excluding patients who submitted ineligible responses, investigators selected a total of 2,599 to be included in the analysis. Most survey respondents were white. Black and Hispanics combined accounted for less than 20% of all participants. Most respondents were U.S. residents, while the remainder resided in 40 other countries. In general, patients recognized the importance of MS trials and showed both an interest and willingness to participate. This study revealed that people with MS belonging to different races and ethnicities agree about the importance of MS research and are interested in participating in research studies. They are interested in learning about research opportunities and would trust most information provided by their healthcare providers and MS organizations. There was also a general consensus that confusing study information and potential health dangers were the two main concerns regarding MS trials. However, survey findings also showed that African American and Hispanic patients had additional concerns that weighed on their participation. For instance, compared with white patients, blacks were twice as likely to be concerned about being used by trial investigators. Those of Hispanic origin were also more concerned about being taken advantage of than were non-Hispanic patients. Likewise, Hispanics were more likely than non-Hispanics to agree that there's not much left to learn about MS. Black patients showed a lesser willingness to agree that the better treatments came from research than did the other patient groups. Both of these distinctions remain significant after adjusting for factors like socioeconomic status. African Americans also tended to assign a greater importance to research into diet and exercise than did white patients, and into studying ways to diagnose MS more quickly. From a history of racism and discrimination against this community, particular to the U.S., blacks also tended to show a great distrust of research and medical teams. Hispanic patients and those of unknown or undisclosed ethnicity were also more concerned that participating in MS trials could negatively affect their legal and employment status and their health insurance. Black patients voiced concerns about the release of personal information without approval. Being given medical treatment of poorer quality was a common concern among both African American and Hispanic patients. To promote greater minority participation, survey investigators argued that trial researchers should take the time to specifically address these concerns. For example, by clearly explaining the protections that are in place to protect the rights and well-being of study participants. Still, similar to research in other areas of medicine, we found that altruism, low risk in participation, and individual benefits to participation are incentives or facilitators to participate in MS research across racial and ethnic groups, the investigators concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from my column, Disabled to Enabled. How an MS episode gave me mental strength and clarity. Is this the real life, or is this just fantasy? For the past couple of weeks, both my hands have felt weird. The skin on my hands have just felt tight, tingly, and a little bit numb, while the rest of my body has felt numb on the surface of the skin. As I waited for the nurse to call me with advice from my neurologist, I kept going around in circles for days, wondering, am I having a relapse? Is this an exasperation? Is my MS getting worse? I had no answers, just a head full of panic. At long last, a call from my nurse broke the silence. She said it was just a blip after all that stress. A blip! Utter relief. People often don't talk about the mental ramifications of when something temporarily goes wrong. Emotionally, I had felt wiped out while waiting for this call. I struggled to string a sentence together and my legs just felt wobbly and paralyzed from fear. Just focus on tomorrow, things will be better. I kept hearing from my husband, and all I could think of was, what could happen tomorrow? Is this just the start of something terrible? The nurse couldn't tell me. People often avoid speaking up about the dark days, but I want you to know that we all do have them. The depression from the uncertainty, the endless questions, we all have them, right? You may be the most positive person, but when something comes along, it just throws you off course. You may start constantly thinking about what could happen. During those uncertain days, I did extra journaling as I tried to make sense of things, but nothing seemed to ease my anxiety. Things can change rapidly with MS, and is there a way to just accept these changes and move on? No, it's not a normal occurrence. How can you have unexplainable symptoms that just feel so unnatural and be okay with it? We must constantly adapt. What can and can't this version of my body do? What's my new limit? There's not a lot we can do to avoid these MS episodes. Find it hard to lean on others in these times because they just don't understand. They may suggest sleep, take paracetamol, acetaminophen, or take some time off because they think that that's going to make me better. But in reality, whether I rest or not, it's not likely to make a difference. It only frustrates me. It's up to me to get myself out of this funk. I find that keeping busy is the best distraction, so I decided to give myself a good pep talk. Okay, Jess, what's going right? What is still working? What can I still feel? What's actually changed? When we feel that all hope is lost, we must express gratitude for the things that we still have. This episode completely freaked me out because I hadn't had an episode like it for about 8 years. However, it gave me the wake-up call that I needed. I'm left asking, how can I feel more prepared for the inevitable next time? How do you manage the spontaneity of your illness?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.